I'm visiting with Tim Johnson, and Tim, I know you're with Illinois Foundation Seeds, very much involved in the seed industry, especially with some of the various organizations like American Seed Trade Association, where you serve on the board. But I understand you've got a new role with International Seed Federation. Tell me a little bit about the organization and what you're going to be doing.
Great. Well, it's been an honor that the General Assembly has asked me to become president, and it's a two-year commitment to be president of the International Seed Federation. It is really the global ASTA, if I can say it that way. It represents almost 80 national seed associations and regional seed associations around the world, and also companies around the world are participant. And really, like ASTA, the International Seed Federation's key focus is first, seed is life, is our tagline, but it's really about supporting national associations and seed companies in moving seed around the world. And we focus on phytosanitary issues, making sure that governments understand the role that seed plays in providing food, feed, fiber, and fuel for them, and then really supporting movement of seed and strong intellectual property rights so that, you know, companies invest in innovation to help us on the needs that we have in those areas.
I know from kind of listening at other meetings that I've been attending, kind of learning a little bit about the seed industry myself, that there are a lot of issues, especially when you get into international trade and things like that. So this International Seed Federation, I guess, just really helps collaborate and foster dialogue and you know, kind of overcome some of those what can be barriers a lot of times.
Sure. I think, you know, the key is that we bring in the national association leaderships and not only the staffs but also members to really sort through some of the issues that we have, defining whether they're political issues or scientific issues. And we do have position papers on our website as far as intellectual property rights, movement seeds, things like that. So not only do we help to try to encourage countries to have laws that support good seed movement and bringing good seed innovation to their local areas, but also understand the challenges between, you know, from organic to biotechnology and how we do have to coexist so that seed can move, I'll say, freely amongst the different continents of the world.
How do you, as an international organization like that, how do you deal with just things like language to communicate, especially in something that I imagine can get very technical?
Well, I think one of the things that was very important is in 2000, in the early 2001 or two, when we created our new bylaws, one of the commitments was in our bylaws is that everything is done in English. That's a huge benefit for me personally because it's the only language that I speak, and there's some people that could say that that's even a little challenge for me, and I would admit that. But I would also tell you that if you think about it in today's, first, a lot of our leaders around the world speak multiple languages, and English is a language that they do very well at. So before 2002, we used to have interpreters, and we would interpret in multiple language. But then if you think about position papers and trade rules and things like that, now you can start to misinterpret, you know, those. So we went to standardize that in English. I think that was a smart move. It was a huge benefit for me personally, but that's really helped us. And then I think if you look at the world today, anybody that's under a certain age tends to learn English now. So as I get older, the people that are coming forward do have, I think, a very good understanding of English and can communicate very well. And so that sure helps me out. I think it really helps us to work on the issues that we need to work on.
So in this year, or well, 2 years for that, as you said, coming up, what do you see as your big challenge, big priority?
Well, I always think movement of seed. So whether it's phytosanitary or trade barriers are the things that we got to focus the most on. Not only to be able to supply good quality seed for other parts of the world, but and that movement of seed. So that's number one in my mind. Number two is intellectual property rights. Good intellectual property rights in seed creates more innovation. And that's important whether it's organic or biotechnology or anything in between. Those are the two major areas and the emphasis that we focus on in all of our meetings and committees. We also participate at a number of the UN and FAO meetings regarding agricultural. So seed is the starting of agriculture, and it's important that we're in those meetings to make sure that people recognize the importance of seed and what seed contributes to the success of agriculture as a whole.
Okay, well, congratulations again, Tim, for this honor. I guess you more work to do, I know, too, with the International Seed Federation. Enjoyed visiting with you. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.